Sean Campbell from TSN 690 Montreal joins us. Sean, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Very good, Jason. You guys don't like Montreal's picks? You don't enjoy them over there in Edmonton?
Well, Edmonton. I personally could care less because they have nothing to do with me. But more draft picks means absolutely nothing. You give away players for draft picks, your team becomes worse unless you have guys ready to fill the void. And the owners right now just don't have anybody who can slide in. Where do you see Petrie? I know he's going to wear number 26. Is he going to play with Emlyn? Where do you think he's going to line up to start?
Yeah, I think that's probably the long-term idea for Jeff Petrie to be next to Alexi Yemelin. It depends, on how Yemelin plays when he comes back, because he's out with injury. So if Petrie does get in the lineup tonight, then I look for him to be right next to Sergei Gonchar on the third pairing, just to kind of ease in right now, because they have Gilbert and Beaulieu put together. And that was a pairing down the stretch when Gonchar and Yemelin were both hurt. I don't see Petrie next to Beaulieu. So I definitely see him on the right side of Yemelin. That's kind of where I think he lands. And Yemlin's probably due back pretty soon. The Canadians still need to make a roster adjustment when he comes back. But I could see him getting a decent 19, 20 minutes with this club right now.
What's been their concern with Tom Gilbert?
The concern with Tom Gilbert was, where does he fit in early on in the season? And I know that you guys in Edmonton know Tom Gilbert and know what he can bring. He signed a 2-year contract in the offseason. He was slated to be part of this top six. And at points this season, he's been dropped out of the top six. And he's been a healthy scratch. And that's not what they wanted from him. But once he was paired the second time, the first time he was paired with Beaulieu was a disaster. But the second time when he was paired with Beaulieu, and the Canadians were really, banged up on defense, and they had Tenorti and Patterson up as their 5-6, Tom Gilbert has been playing some really good hockey of late. And that includes the last 2 weeks alongside Nathan Beaulieu. So there's nothing wrong with Tom Gilbert right now. But I think that they didn't see any long stretches of quality hockey from Tom Gilbert. Bad turnovers. He really wasn't doing anything offensive with the team. And this is a guy that is a good skater. He can move the puck. He could be a power play guy. But he didn't have that role with this team. So then he became a penalty kill guy. He'll rough it out in the corners. And I don't think that's what they wanted ideally. But the last few weeks, he's been good. And I think that he still has a spot, even with his Petrie deal, when's all said and done at the end of the day.
So you think Beaulieu and Gilbert then are the third pairing?
Yeah, I think Gonchar is going to get first crack of that pairing with Beaulieu. It's Michel Therrien has a really long relationship with Gonchar.
Okay.
And they do need that third guy for the power play, and Gonchar is part of that for the Montreal Canadiens. It's PK Markov, and then they bring in Gonchar. Beaulieu really hasn't gotten that shot. Gilbert sometimes gets that shot, but not that often. So I think Gonchar is going to get first crack. But I do think at the end of the day, when the playoffs hit and they need their sixth defenseman, it will be PK Markov. It'll be Yemelin with Petrie, and then you'll have Beaulieu and Gilbert. I think that's what it'll end up, but I think Gonchar will get the first shot at it.
Okay, and based on that, he'll get the first shot. You're saying he'll also have the first failure is what you're telling me.
Yeah, well, okay. I think like the moment they're all healthy, right? Because right now Yemlin's out, so there's still that moment. I think Mike Weaver, he's out of the – Weaver might play tonight if they choose not to go with Petrie, but Weaver's just been an afterthought with the club right now. So I totally think that once Yemlin's hurt, you'll get Gonchar to have that first shot. Gilbert might just get pushed out of the lineup just because. And then I think he'll get back in. Because Gonchar played well right after the trade. But unlike Gilbert and Beaulieu, before he got hurt and hit by Clarkson, he wasn't playing very well. And he just came back this past Saturday. So we'll see how long a stretch Gonchar can play well for. But if he was playing like he came like early on with that trade moment, he'll be part of the top six. Gonchar was playing well in November and December.
Were you surprised Montreal didn't make any moves to augment their offense up front and forward positions?
I think they wanted to, but they didn't want to pay for it. And I think it was interesting listening to Carey Price after their win against Toronto, and it was like an indirect comment to his general manager. He said, "I've never had more fun with this group of guys in the locker room winning hockey games." And it wasn't saying, "Hey, Mark Bergevin, listen up," but it was the last time you were going to hear from Carey Price prior to the trade deadline. And to me, that resonated saying, "Hey, don't mess up with our locker room. We're first place in the Eastern Conference." So I think that's where that kind of thought process was. And they didn't move a roster player, but they didn't go get that top six forward, which they so badly need, because you have Max Pacioretty And then they're hoping Alex Galchenyuk can score at a decent pace to get 25. And he's on pace for it right now, which is solid. But I think that they just didn't want to rely on it so much. So there's still that missing piece. But I guess since they didn't make a deal today, they're hoping P.A. Parenteau can fill that void because he's back in the lineup tonight.
Sean Campbell joins. You look at the Eastern Conference. The New York Rangers, definitely the top team that made the biggest splash at the deadline.
Oh, I hate what they gave up. But looking at the Rangers right now with the acquisition of Yandel, and you look at that blue line with McDonough and Staal and Girardi and Klein and just the depth that they have with all those players, I really like. And then you go, and their goaltender is Henrik Lundqvist. I really like what the Rangers were able to do. Giving up Duclair in a first-round pick, that's a whole other story. And I think Arizona did quite well getting rid of Yandel and moving forward with that. But that's an interesting move, and I think the Rangers are going to be very difficult to get by once the playoffs start. That's a well-tested team. That's a team that tasted the playoffs last year, tasted defeat, and those are very dangerous teams. You don't really care where they finish, if they finish first, second, third, fourth, or fifth in the Eastern Conference. You know once those playoffs start, that team has a goal because of what they went through last year, similar to Montreal, right? What they went through last year until they lost against the New York Rangers because of the injury to Carey Price, they have that feeling. So I think that these two teams possibly could be on a collision course, and that's going to be difficult for Montreal because of that that blue line and the goaltending that the Rangers do possess, and they have a little bit more offense than Montreal has.
Looking right now, the playoffs, Montreal's created a little bit of separation between them and Tampa Bay. They got two games in hand. They're 5 points up in the Atlantic, and they're also 3 points up of the Islanders for the overall seed in the Eastern Conference. So a playoff start today. They're taking on Boston or Florida, most likely. How important do you feel home ice advantage is overall in the Eastern Conference when you look at Montreal and Tampa Bay and Detroit and everybody going the distance? Do you think it'll matter that much?
Well, I think at the end of the day, everybody likes to just play at home. And I think that the Montreal is a tough place for other teams to play sometimes. But if you look at Montreal's home and away record, they've got a solid away record. They're one of the better road teams in the NHL. But when it does come to playoff time, when you're trying to make those little adjustments, you want the right matchup. Michel Therrien likes that. He does like to do that at home and coaches differently on home and the road. He really, sometimes he does let the team open up a little bit at home and it works for him, but he really shuts it down on the road. The moment they get a one or a two goal lead, it is shut her down. We're holding on and you're not going to beat our defense or Carey Price. And that's how they win hockey games. So I think it maybe strategy wise, it'll make a difference. And of course, Montreal would like to have that, but I don't think it's the be all end all at the end of the day. If they don't have that home ice advantage in the conference finals, it would be nice for the game seven, but I don't think it's necessary because the Canadians do bring a solid road game that does translate well into the playoffs.
Sean, outside of Montreal, who do you, or maybe including them, who do you think is the best team in the Eastern Conference now that the trade deadline has come and gone, and why?
I think I mentioned earlier, I'm going to go with the Rangers. I really like the Yandel deal. I hate what they did, but I think that they have the offense that's needed. I think that they have the depth. They have the experience. There's not much change. They have the goaltending and the blue line. To me, I look at teams, and the moment I want to evaluate a hockey team, I evaluate their blue line and goaltending if I want to see if they're a championship-caliber team. And I look at the acquisition of Yandel, and the role he's going to be playing with the New York Rangers is so ideal for him. It's going to make an offensive power play potent. Rick Nash is playing Rick Nash of 2007. It's just phenomenal to watch him play hockey. To me, it's the New York Rangers right now. It's hard to bet against Montreal, and mainly because they've been a healthy team, to be the number two. And I know that Montreal fans here, they're worried about Tampa Bay. I think that's where their biggest worry is, but I think it probably should be the Rangers.
Sean, an interesting day. Quickly, give me so the Rangers obviously would be your winner. Who do you think was the biggest loser in trade deadline?
Oh, biggest loser today. I wasn't really sold on what Tampa did. I'm not, Braden Coburn. Yeah, that's nice to shore up. They needed another defenseman out there. Gudas was hurt, so you trade an injured player for a roster player. But I don't know how much they kept up with what some of the other Eastern Conference teams were doing. But maybe they didn't have to change much, right? This is a team that does look good. They play well home and the road. They got some great speed. Steve Yzerman didn't want to tamper too much. I know they got a couple picks for Brett Connolly early in the morning. But in the Eastern Conference, I don't want to call them losers because their roster will remain looking the same. But I don't know if they did enough. And the same with the Boston Bruins. I don't like their chances. I think that they wanted to get something big like Chris Stewart, and they were unable to do so.
Sean, appreciate your time. Should be interesting to see how the Habs do. I know Oilers fans, well, I guess the only thing they have to cheer for the playoffs is the Habs to win a round or two so they can get a higher draft pick.
Yeah, they'll be excited, and they'll cheer on Jeff Petrie. Maybe he'll play tonight. Look, I had a chat. He was sitting on a plane. I got to chat with Jeff Petrie for 2 seconds, and he was like, yeah, man, I hope Michel Therrien puts me in. He's like, I want to play. I don't care about travel. Like, just let me land and get in the ice. I'm like, that's awesome.
Oh,
sounds
no.
like such a nice guy.
So. No, I think for sure he'd want to play. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, you want to get in and play right away, definitely. So
it should be fun.
All right, man, appreciate your time.
All right, have a good one.